brave, unflinching, fearless. Yet throughout my entire life, through my flight training and during my early days in the cockpit, I found myself battling an unexpected and relentless enemy, my inner critic. It's led to a lifelong battle with imposter syndrome, when you doubt your own skills, talents, and even accomplishments. It may seem odd that someone who has forged a career performing aerobatic maneuvers inches from another jet would doubt her own abilities, but it's true. I'd made it to the Air Force's elite air demonstration squadron, the Thunderbirds, as just the fifth woman to ever perform aerial maneuvers in its 70-year history. I was the lead solo, the person who takes on the highest gravitational force of any position on the team, spending a great deal of time inverted. Throughout my career as a fighter pilot, I endured claustrophobia, do-or-die situations, and the effects of 9 times the force of gravity on my body. But my biggest adversary became my own voice of doubt. No matter what I achieved in school or in the military, or how many times I flew my F-16 upside down over a delighted crowd at Thunderbird shows, a nagging doubt coming from within kept me from fully seeing who I could become. I was driven enough to keep trying, but I'd get in my own way, stuck in my head, worrying about what other people thought of me and dwelling on my failures. Speaking up in front of my peers and commanders was more difficult than any physical challenge. Being vulnerable enough to accept help when I needed it, or bold enough to ask for what I wanted, were lessons I had to repeat over and over before I finally learned from them. I had to figure out for myself how to override my inner critic and trust my own abilities, whether I was in the cockpit or in a debrief on the ground. On my way to fulfill my dream to fly fighter jets, I learned that my choices between discomfort and security came with a price. I was far less scared of flying 500 miles per hour and closer to another jet than a pitcher's mound is to home plate than I was of simply being myself, because the former was more predictable. Eventually, seeing the flip side of fear would become my new guide for making smart decisions in my life. But I'd need to make a few mistakes first. After a potentially deadly error in the cockpit, the one that gave me my call sign, my doubts about whether I was good enough for the career I was working so hard to achieve became more intense than ever before. My inner critic stepped in to talk nonsense in my head, and I believed it. I was at a particular disadvantage because of my own disposition, which didn't always fit in with the type A fighter pilot culture of cocky risk takers behaving like Tom Cruise's Maverick in the Top Gun movies. I was the introvert, too embarrassed to raise my hand during training, and later, uncomfortably signed autographs for excited fans after a Thunderbirds air show. Though I enjoyed inspiring people, it was easier for me to do that while flying my jet belly to belly with another at 400 miles per hour as I shot by overhead. Along the way, I caved into my own fear more times than I could count, avoiding opportunities or staying silent when I could have spoken up. Yet I eventually saw that avoiding discomfort came at a higher cost than facing it head on, because it forces us back into our comfort zones, which stunts our growth and keeps us emotionally, spiritually, and personally small. And that's no way to chase your dreams. To evolve from 0 flight hours to Air Force pilot to F-16 combat fighter pilot to Thunderbird, I had to learn to accept what's out of my control, relying on facts instead of emotions and seeing opportunities where there are obstacles. It's not that I suddenly became fearless. I still need fear to keep me safe. We all do. It's that I changed my relationship with fear. Ultimately, I learned how to make the uncomfortable choice by flipping my perspective, like my jet, upside down. One of the most famous scenes in the original Top Gun movie is when an instructor, played by Kelly McGillis, asks how Maverick could see the enemy jet if he was flying directly above him. "Because I was inverted." This has become such an iconic line that people around the world recognize it. And it has stayed in the zeitgeist ever since. There's a fascination with the idea of flying a jet upside down at insane speeds. It feels uncomfortable, brave even, and it challenges our perspective. This is how I hope you'll begin to see things, from the flip side. I'm on a mission to teach people all I know about facing fears and making hard choices so you too can see things in a new way for a richer, more fulfilling life. I'll share each of the lessons I've learned through a series of fighter pilot experiences and personal principles